You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back, so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 460 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about college football. It was a big weekend for her Aggies and for my Bulldogs. We're going to talk about the Emmy Awards we watched together this past Sunday night. And I'm going to share a sad update about our good friend Hazel. So stay tuned for all of that. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. An $8 subscription, you get 2 bonus episodes and a live episode every month. A $5 subscription, you get 2 bonus episodes every month. And our upcoming episode takes a cue from a Tyler Childers song, and we're going to talk about our personal biting list. So I'm a little behind on that because of what the end of my week was like, but we're going to get that to you soon. And then, of course, please stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go with episode 460. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We are recording approximately, how many feet apart would you say we are?
Maybe 20 at the most, I feel like.
But separate rooms with doors closed.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. This would be our chance to do what all the cool podcasters do, which is to sit on a couch together and have a conversation that we video.
I could not.
Mm-hmm. We're like, we can't even be in the same room with each other. We don't know how to do that. We don't understand. And so it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So
I really did think, is there a possibility that we would sit like, say, because we're at the beach. So is there a possibility we would sit like at a kitchen island and record an episode? I think we would giggle the whole time. We were playing talk show, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, but so, we do it at a live show.
Yeah, and but it's different. That's a different thing to me for some reason. This, I just remember one time very early on, you were in Birmingham the first time we met in person, and we were going to record a live podcast. We were going to record a podcast episode while we were together, and we made it about 45 seconds.
Yeah, and then we're like,
I didn't know where to look. I don't know where to look now. Now, we've had a conversation this morning that's been spanning the several hours. Y'all, Melanie's been up since 9.
The day is so long. It's just now noon.
But we've been talking all morning. But put a microphone in front of us and it feels different. And I need to be by myself. So
I get it. Okay, so let's talk about what happened Saturday night.
Let's talk about what happened Saturday night, because if I can just share this particular detail, Melanie flew into Birmingham late Saturday afternoon as my Mississippi State Bulldogs were, they were well ahead in their game against Alcorn State. And so that was all around promising. We won 63-0. I think it was 63-0. But the what I kept being so mindful of is that's a game we would have either lost or maybe won by a touchdown a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's progress. But we got back to my house, and it was time for the Aggies to play.
It was time for the Aggies to play. And Soph had said, I was like, what's our plan for Saturday night? And she said, I've got some pizza dough here that I've made. I'm going to maybe make mm-hmm. some Vidalia onion dip. And we're just, mm-hmm. Your sister was coming over. Your cousin Paige was coming over. And you're like, yes. I figure we'll just watch the game. And I was like, this sounds like the dreamiest Saturday night that I could possibly think mm-hmm. of. And so, as y'all know, I have been one that I am not going to partake in the charade of Aggie football high expectations this season. I am not drinking your right. Kool-Aid. I'm not participating. So I feel like when the game started, I was like, here's how I feel. I love these white uniforms. I think they look good. Amazing. They look so clean. They were the whitest mm-hmm. white uniforms I've ever seen. And that maroon script Aggies was
the script on the helmets is key. It's so good. Yeah.
It's so good. They looked so good. They were some of my favorite uniforms we've ever worn. So that's kind of where I was emotionally. And sure. then the game started. And Soph, you even said, which I kind of took as a compliment, you said, I've never watched a game with you where you've been this emotionally removed. And in that moment, I rejoiced in my growth as a person.
I mean, I said to you, you are remarkably restrained because mm-hmm. I've watched Melanie. Well, I've been in the room when Melanie has been watching the Aggies. I have, and it is often a spirited affair.
Yes.
And with a lot of angst and a lot of reactions. And even when y'all scored, you were like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
It was almost like you had some sort of calming agent running through your yeah. bloodstream. But I think the calming agent was perspective. I think the calming agent, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's just, I am not willing to set this idol, potential idol, on a high place right now. I'm going to yes. keep this thing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Just we're going to stand on level ground together. And yes. so it was remarkable. There was even a time where you moved from the chair in front of the television, you moved to the kitchen table where you could just kind of see around to the game.
Yes, yes. I could mm-hmm. just see, but I was trying to be really, because I wanted to engage with your sister and Paige because I don't get mm-hmm. to see them very often. So I was like, I don't yes. want to be this person. And listen, I hate to say that it was menopause that brought me through to this place of clarification and perspective for Aggie football. But I know what hard times really are now, is what I must say.
Right. That's right. That's a truish thing. That's absolutely right.
I know what real angst is now. And so I was breezy. I was like, this game, and listen, it was an ugly game. It was a lot of back and forth. The Aggies did not play a perfect football game by any stretch of the imagination. I'm going to say that Mario Craver, our wide receiver, who is a Mississippi State transfer, by the way, had the game of his life.
He did
caught for
game.
Over 200 yards, which is just unbelievable. And yeah. so it was super exciting. But then when Notre Dame went ahead with about 2.5 minutes left, and then Terry Bussey ran back that touchdown, the kickoff for a touchdown that got called back because of holding.
Which, I mean, it felt like a script we'd seen play out before.
That's what I am going to say. I've mm-hmm. seen this before, and I didn't like the ending. And so yeah. I looked at you as we were driving down the field, or, you know, as the Aggies were driving down the field, and I was like, this feels like this is going to fall in the category of what I have seen so many times, which is we're going to say that was a moral victory. Look at how yes. close we played on the road. What a moral victory for the Aggies. We're on the precipice of great things. So by the time it was 4th and 13 or whatever it was for the game, this was it. We had one mm-hmm. shot to win this game.
The stakes could not have been higher.
They could not have been higher. And my heart was in my throat, and I was trying to be so calm. But when Nate Berkacher, I don't know how you say his name. I'm sorry, Nate, but when he came down.
Number 87.
Number 87. When he came down with that reception, I truly think I blacked out in my heart and soul. Like, I just. I know y'all have heard me talk about how much I love AG1, and so today I'm so excited to tell you about another AG1 product that is changing my life, and that is AGZ.
Here's what AGZ is. It isn't a melatonin-based supplement. It's a combination of nutrients with benefits that compound over time, all work in harmony with your natural sleep cycle without overriding it. So it's not a band-aid sleep solution like so many of the options out there. So rather than overriding your body's natural rhythms, AGZ helps your mind and body ease into rest with a blend of clinically studied key calming herbs, magnesium, and adaptogens. I have had so much trouble winding down before bed, and my sleep quality has changed so much with menopause and just with stress and with all of those things. And when I wake up in the morning after taking AGZ, I can tell that I don't feel groggy. I feel refreshed. I feel like I've actually had a good night's sleep. And I am so picky about what I do to sleep because I want to sleep, y'all. But here's what AGZ has done. It really has improved my sleep quality because it supports the central nervous system. So it optimizes your sleep. It helps you fall asleep and wake up refreshed. And they help you ease into sleep. So while AG1 was meant to be enjoyed in cold water, you can use AGZ either warm or cold in milk or water. I like it with milk. I like it warm. It comes in three flavors, in a chocolate that tastes just like a great chocolate milk, a chocolate mint that has a little bit of a minty taste to it, and a mixed berry. I really like the chocolate because what is better than drinking a delicious chocolate drink before bed and then falling asleep? I drink it about an hour before I go to sleep, and it has made the biggest difference. Start taking your sleep seriously with AGZ. Head to drinkag1.com/bigboo to get a free welcome kit with the flavor of your choice that includes a 30-day supply of AGZ and a free frother. Again, that's drinkag1.com/bigboo to get a free welcome kit with the flavor of your choice and a 30-day supply of AGZ plus a free frother.
And that was the first time, and we had kind of cheered a little bit when the Aggies had scored. But at that point, David had gone to bed, and it was just you, me, Sister, and Paige in mm-hmm. the den. Mm-hmm. And there was some hooting. We were there was some rejoicing and some revelry. It was very exciting. It was very exciting. What a big win, a signature win for Mike Elko.
Oh my gosh. What a
really
win.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that just to put this in perspective, if y'all don't know, number one, I think everybody that listens to this podcast knows about how I feel about Notre Dame. So sure. To be able to go to South Bend and get that win felt like everything I could possibly want in a football scenario. Like just for us to go and just to put Notre Dame on an 0-2 trajectory for their season made me really happy. But also, here is this statistic. So this was the first time that Aggie football has won a non-conference road win against an AP top 10 team since 1979.
Some years, Melanie.
That means mm-hmm. the last time that happened, I don't know who it was against. That means I was maybe in second or third grade. And so yeah. I probably was not participating in that game. I did not care about that game at that juncture of my life. But for us to go on the road, and we have just struggled on the road, because as y'all know, I vowed last year after the Auburn game that I will never pay to travel to watch Aggie football again, because I pay thousands of dollars to go watch us lose, and it just is depressing. But to see us go to South Bend and to win this game, it just feels like, okay, Mike Elko, I see you. I see what mm-hmm. you're building. I see the mm-hmm. grit. I see the resilience. I see that we didn't quit. There was at one point in the game where Mike Elko got over there and got in his defense's face and he threw a folding chair. And that is what I love to see.
Listen, just listening to you right now.
Yeah.
There's a little part of me that's like, and she's back, everybody. Yeah. She's back. She's in it.
I know.
And they've lured her in.
They She's, have.
And she has returned.
Uh-huh. And dadgummit, I'm back in it. You know, I was in such an emotionally healthy place with it. And now all of a sudden they want to come out. We're ranked number 10 in the nation.
I know.
We're clicking on all cylinders. I did send my friend Casey and Gully. They were the two that I felt safe with this. I sent them a GIF late Saturday night as I was going through all the message boards, reliving the win over and over again and listening to everybody's perspective on it. I sent both of them the GIF of the Kool-Aid man crashing through the wall because I was like, and here I am. That was a nice, healthy reprieve that I had. From maybe last November until now, but I'm back in it. And I had been saying, like, I don't even think I'm going to go to the Auburn game. I'm probably not going to go to the Auburn game. And then my friend Mackenzie, who sits next to me at the game with her darling husband, Michael, she was like, can't wait to see you at Auburn. And I was like, can't wait to see you.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I had my own, I haven't been out of it with Mississippi State. I just think I have been living in a place of a little bit of it. It is what it is for the last few years. We've had a hard time. And after our game against Alcorn State, there was a video that the state's football account posted Sunday morning of Jeff Lebby in the locker room. I told you about this when we were coming down here yesterday. And he was presenting the game ball to one of our players. But when he did it, he said, listen, I love a game ball situation.
Yes.
I love it. And, but he said, I love you, love you. And I was like, okay, I think I am now willing to say I am officially behind what Jeff Lebby is trying to do at Mississippi State. Not that I haven't wanted him to win, but I think because we've had so much turnover and there've been so many changes that we didn't necessarily plan for, you know, over the last few years, you just can't help but kind of back up a little bit and go, this is going to be rough for a little while. And listen, it could still be rough for a little while, but the bottom line is the Bulldogs are 3-0. They've already outperformed what they did last season, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And so I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud for them just to get to enjoy winning.
Yeah.
You know, and to win a game you were expected to win and for it not to be the Toledo game last year where suddenly, you know, we thought we would win and we lost.
Yes.
But I don't know. I told you yesterday, I don't necessarily know what to do. Have we ever been in a situation where both of our teams were 3-0 ever?
I don't
think so.
I don't think we have. I mean, I was like, what do we do with this? Because it always feels like there's either y'all are on an upward trajectory or we are, but never at the same time. And so you know what all of a sudden this does to me, and you know what is in my heart is I'm like, that game is coming October 4th. It's circled on my calendar. It is our blackout game. It's a night game, and and all of a sudden that game looks a lot different than it looked preseason, where people circled it as an automatic W on our calendar, which I feel like is always a dicey proposition for Aggies. Don't ever assume anything is an automatic W, but that looks a lot different now is what I'm going to say. But I mean, listen, let's just rejoice in our victorious times.
I'm so happy that the Aggies are 3-0, that the Bulldogs are 3-0.
Vanderbilt's 3-0. I mean, what are we living in? I mean, what world are we living? What alternate universe are we living in right now?
I know. So it was a good weekend as far as the football goes. I think that we enjoyed it. There were, you know, it was the Arkansas Ole Miss game, which is always a favorite for me.
Yeah.
Vandy and South Carolina looked a lot different maybe than what people had expected.
Yeah.
I did feel for Shane Beamer and all that, certainly.
I know.
Florida LSU, a chippy situation in Baton Rouge.
Listen, chippy and made more chippy by Brian Kelly's. Listen, Brian Kelly.
He was maybe spicy.
I'm going to give you a side eye to your response to the press who's just doing their job asking some questions. But listen, he always looks great and his clothes fit, you know,
immaculately.
Perfectly. Yes. It's immaculate. So, so do you have any side eyes or I see yous from the week?
I certainly do. I do have some side eyes and I see yous that I would like to share at this juncture.
Thank you.
As far as my side eyes, I have never seen uglier football britches, as my mama would say, football pants. I've never seen uglier ones in my life than what Temple was wearing this past weekend against Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
They were horrible. And I don't know who, I don't know who is responsible. I don't know what company does the Temple uniforms, but I think that they need to rethink that. I think that might be it was like this diamond thing that went down the side. It was the equivalent of leggings with cutouts for me, which that should be all I need to say. I don't like a legging with some cutouts on the side.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So that was one for me for sure. Then Clemson. Wow.
Listen.
Clemson.
Dabo. Listen, that is not – I was traveling. I think I was in Love Field. I was in the Dallas airport when that game was ending, which, first of all, let me just say, I had seen that on the calendar with Georgia Tech, and I had told Perry on Wednesday or Thursday, I said, listen, Georgia Tech's going to beat Clemson. I felt pretty good about it. Number one, it's Haynes King.
Haynes King.
Haynes King, listen, I appreciate that Texas A&M, we have approximately 48 – former quarterbacks who are playing for other college programs right now.
And they're all starting. Well, Zach Calzada didn't start this past weekend.
No, but Connor Wigman started for U of H. You got Haynes King killing it at Georgia Tech. I can't even remember who else. But they're everywhere, our former quarterbacks. So, and I cheer for them because I'm like, I hate that it didn't work out for you at A&M, but good for you, Haynes King. What an incredible performance. By all accounts, he's a great kid, and I was real excited. I hated it for Dabo because I do like Clemson, but I was real excited for Haynes King for that win. But Dabo is going to have to start to dabble in that transfer portal, I believe. And I know he's tried to draw a hard line there, but I'm like, that's just not the way the game is played anymore.
Sophie and I mentioned on the podcast that we are at the beach this week, and you know what we brought with us? Our Element, because you know why? Element helps anyone stay hydrated, and there is no better place to have Element than at the beach. Here's why we love it. It doesn't have sugar. It doesn't have other sketchy ingredients that are found in other popular electrolyte sports drinks, and it's delicious. Here's the thing. Electrolyte deficiency or imbalance can cause headaches and cramps, fatigue, brain fog, and weakness. None of us want that, but Element is a zero sugar electrolyte drink mix and sparkling electrolyte water that is born from the growing body of research revealing that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels 2 to 3 times government recommendations. Y'all, this is my favorite thing that I've added to my regimen this year. It's perfect for everyday health, whether you're a mom, an exercise enthusiast, a heavy sweater, a sauna sitter, or if you just want a delicious, no sugar mocktail, incorporate Element into your daily routine. And the best news is they've now introduced lemonade salt will be a permanent flavor. So if you love the lemonade salt like I do, it is one of my favorites. What started as a seasonal drop is now going to be a forever favorite. So lemonade salt is here to stay as part of their permanent flavor lineup. You can get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. Again, that's drinklmnt.com/boo. Try it for yourself. You can try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, they'll refund your order. No questions asked.
Something to me, watching Clemson, and this was the third time I've watched them play this year, but something is not firing. Like, something, it's almost like the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing offensively. And I'm not blaming that on anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't understand enough about it to dissect it. But they just seem sort of perpetually sort of discombobulated. And even, you know, they'll get it going for a while, but I think they just haven't pushed through to figure out how to win in that kind of close. I don't know. It's bizarre.
No, I agree.
It's bizarre. I mean, they did win against Troy. I get that. But it's something's off. That's all I know how to say. And then, of course, my other side eye is just, and I say this in all love, but Notre Dame is 0-2. And
they
that's
are.
Interesting. Now, they're still ranked, mind you. They're still ranked.
Listen, that's what I'm
saying. At 0-2. Mm-hmm.
Listen, find someone who loves you as much as the Associated Press voters love Notre Dame. Because what on earth? Why is an 0-2 Notre Dame still ranked? Why are you number 23? I'm like, you've got a lot of teams out there that are undefeated. And so Notre Dame at 0-2? I'm like, and listen, I'm so glad that we beat them and Miami beat them. And I realize that now, right now, both of those teams are now top 10 teams. I don't know that either of those teams are legitimately top two teams. But Notre Dame, an 0-2 team, has no business being in your top 25. I don't care who they are. That's ridiculous.
But alas,
here they are. Here they are. And listen, I can't wait for the December conversation where we justify putting a Notre Dame 0-2 team with two losses, where they say those were preseason. They really hadn't gelled yet as a team.
Yes, they still belong in the championship picture.
But now they have beaten Bill Belichick's UNC, and so we're going to put them in the playoffs. You know they will. It's going to happen. Watch it. They're going to start to beat powerhouses like Temple, and they're going to be like, oh, let's put them in the top 10 again because they're Notre Dame. And listen, I'll be the first to say, nobody can wear a pair of pants that tight like Marcus Freeman and get away with it. He looked like he was wearing women's leggings at that game, but it worked for him, and not a lot of coaches could do that. So kudos to him for being able to wear his pants.
The man has charisma, Melanie. He's got charisma.
Got a lot of riz, as the kids say.
He does.
And Gully, even after the game was over, she's like, we beat them and their pretty coach. And I'm like, that's right. He is so pretty.
He is. My gosh. Do you have any side eyes in addition to the ones that I've mentioned?
I was at Notre Dame at 0-2 was, of course, going to be my side eye. I just don't think a team with two losses this early in the season deserves to be in the top 25. I think Clemson was another side eye for me. And also, I mean, I hate it, but I mean, I'm going to give South Carolina a side eye.
That's strong.
It's strong.
That is strong.
Listen, and you know, I love Shane Beamer, but I'm like, what's happening there? And is Vandy that good? Because I mean, Vandy gets an ICU from me this week because Vandy, like, you've come alive on us. Like, I feel like Vandy used to be there again, an automatic W on everybody's schedule. And those days are past. So good for Clark Lee for changing that Vandy narrative right now.
I would say in terms of ICUs, I have a few, and you may be surprised by my first one.
Okay.
But my first ICU comes via TikTok, because when I got in the bed Saturday night, and we were up, like, y'all, we were up to like 10:45, which for me is like, it's like, it's like we were up till 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And because we stayed up for the whole A&M game. And so I got in the bed and I was watching TikToks, you know, as part of my wind down. And I had my AirPods in, so I wouldn't wake up David. And there was a video that Lane Kiffin's daughter, had filmed with her daddy earlier in the day, like 6 hours before game time. And it was just the two of them going back and forth. And she would hold up a part of her makeup routine and would say, "What's this?" And he'd say, "Blush." And she'd say, "No, it's bronzer." But it was really endearing. And it was, I just appreciated seeing like a normal, like lighter side, a real life side of a coach on a game day. And he said in the video, he was like, "It's going to be a tough one. Arkansas is a great team." But he was just being a dad in that moment. And I say this as a Mississippi State person, but I just really loved it. I loved their dynamic and I thought it was really cute. And so I'm giving them an ICU just for their normal little video that they filmed on a Saturday in the height of football season. So that's my first one.
Okay.
Second ICU just goes to Fluff Bothwell, who plays for Mississippi State. I mentioned him a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He had a great game, but I just want to give him an ICU because I love his name. That's it.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a great name.
It makes me so happy. I listened to the game. I listened to the state announcers when I was in the car going to get you and then coming back home. And I get an endorphin rush every time they say his name. Mm-hmm. Like, When they say, like, Fluff goes up the middle for 10 yards, how do you not love that as a football fan? How does that not make you happy? Yeah. So I'm delighted to have Fluff Bothwell on our team. I'm delighted to hear his name during broadcast. I'm delighted with the season that he's having. And I just want to say, I see you, Fluff.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your presence.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
And then my third I see you is to Georgia Tech. Because, man, that's a tough mm-hmm. game. You're an underdog. And if Clemson does get going, you could be in a world of hurt, but they stayed in it. And
yep.
Thanks to that field goal at the end, they got it done. That's a season altering win, I feel like, in terms of teaching yourself pretty early on that we have what it takes to stay in a game with this caliber and of an opponent and to finish what we started. So,
yeah, no, my ICUs, no surprise, I'm giving it to my Texas A&M Aggies. I see you going on the road. I see you going to a tough place to play. I see you winning that game. Mario Craver, I see you. I am so thankful that we went into the transfer portal and got you. Mississippi State's loss has been our gain. And so I'm thankful for that. I just saw that he got SEC. He's got Player of the Week. So, you know,
yay.
I know, that's so exciting. I'm also going to give an ICU to our friend Cole Kubelik, who had an interaction with Theo Vaughn on the sidelines of the South Carolina Vandy game.
My gosh. Listen, I have so many thoughts about it. I have so many questions for Cole.
Yes.
But there was apparently a bet between Theo Vaughn and Diego Padilla that if Vandy won, that Theo would take Diego's mom on a date. I don't know the background on this, y'all. I don't, this is not a story I have followed.
Yeah.
But I know that Cole, in a on a, in a sideline situation, there's just not many people who can get it done like he can.
No, so, listen, he gets the scoop that everybody wants is what I'm saying. He gets, he hits to the real heart of the matter. I appreciate that he can talk ball, but also he can get the Theo Vaughn scoop. And so, well done, Cole. You get an ICU this week.
I don't know about y'all, but fall has made me want to freshen up a bunch of stuff at my house. I've just wanted to get some new centerpieces. I've wanted to do some different stuff. We're talking about painting the exterior. And so this is also a great time to maybe refresh a guest room or do something different. And that's why I want to tell you today about Helix Mattress. We got Carolina Helix Mattress for her college house about 3 years ago, and she loves it. It is just the right amount of support and comfort and makes sure she gets a great night's sleep. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection. So they have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. Helix knows there's no better way than to test out a new mattress, so they'll let you have a 100 night trial and a 10 to 15 year warranty so you can try it out. There is truly a mattress for everyone, so quit sleeping on your old tired mattress or making your guests sleep on some old tired mattress and go to helixsleep.com/bigboo. That's helixsleep.com/bigboo. Right now they've extended their Labor Day sale through September 30th, so you can get 25% off site wide at helixsleep.com/bigboo.
Okay, so last night when we got here, and we're on 30A and outside of Destin.
Yes.
And we got here, and Melanie all day, because Melanie woke up a little earlier than normal so that we could hit the road. So all day she thinks it's like 2 hours later, and she thinks we're on Eastern time. So it's not even 7 o'clock, and she thinks it's 10:30. Like she's so far down the road in terms of time.
I was,
but. We watched the Emmys last night.
We did.
And I didn't even know the Emmys were coming on.
No. Mm-mm.
And I also assumed that I would not know anything that had been nominated. But as it turns out, I told y'all, well, I think I've watched a lot of television this past year.
Because, yeah, I was really impressed with it. Because every category, you would be like, oh, he was great in that. He was excellent. That was a great show. And I was like, this, I've never even heard of this show.
So because Slow Horses, I loved. The Bear, I love. Shrinking, I loved. Severance, I loved. Adolescence, I loved. Like there were actually a lot of things. We love Hacks.
Yeah.
What else was nominated? White Lotus. And so I was like, oh, I've seen a good bit of television. Yeah.
You had not watched The Pitt because you don't like a medical drama.
I don't like a medical show. I can't deal with a show where I'm going to have to bear witness to a wound.
Yeah.
But I may watch it eventually with my eyes, like over my, my hands over my eyes. But one thing that we noticed, apart from the fact that I apparently have watched a lot of television over the course of the last year, is that satin seems to be making a bit of a comeback.
Satin is a big trend. Mm-hmm. Retha looked at me at one point and she said, are we doing satin dresses? Like, is that a thing now? And I said, it is. I said, I've been seeing it because I've been seeing a lot of, I've seen a lot of bridesmaids that are opting for the satin dress. I've seen it in stores. There have been a lot of satin dresses. And here's the thing. Satin is a very tricky fabric. It's
unforgiving.
It's very unforgiving.
It's a young woman's game, in my opinion.
One, I don't think that there's a Spanx that is strong enough to really compress everything under satin the way it needs to be compressed. Mm-hmm. I think it's lovely, but I think it shows every single lump, bump, line. Even the darts in it, I think, look a little problematic because they end up sticking up at weird angles. I don't know. That is just a trend that I hope comes and goes, you know. And where am I going that I would wear a satin dress anyway? I'm just saying I like dresses made of maybe a more forgiving material.
Well, here's been my personal journey lately. Our niece is getting married in about a month, and her wedding's at 5, and and she's getting married at a place here in like the coastish area. And so I've kind of been on the lookout. I haven't really known what to wear. 5 o'clock wedding, but there's a coastal element to it. So it's not super formal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I had run across, and I can't remember the name of the company now, but they had like just a very simple satin. They had a couple of different satin styles, but like just like a kind of a sheath. Mm-hmm. They had a long sleeve version and they had a short sleeve version, and the colors were just gorgeous. And I really have studied them. But where what I come back to every time when I start to get too far down the road in terms of thinking that this might be an option I might like for her wedding is that, one, even if you find a great pair of a Spanx situation, and for in my situation, mm-hmm. to minimize the stomach area, the satin's going to catch the waistband of the Spanx,
oh,
right?
That's true. Like, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to catch the back of your bra strap. Yeah. And it's going to put me personally, because this is my journey.
Yes.
It's going to put me in a real tricky back fat situation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Like, it's just like wherever there's a lump or a bump, yeah. it's going to graze over it. And so I finally had a long talk with myself and I was like, listen, this is a gorgeous dress. It would actually be a really great option for a wedding on the coast, but I don't want to fiddle with it, you know,
yes, yes.
And like adjust it and try to, and like, and look at it from all the angles and, yes. and try to, it's a lot to take on. I think that we had some people last night who chose to take it on in yeah. some gorgeous colors and whatnot, mm-hmm. but I just don't see that it's going to fit into my personal life.
And I think, to me, there were people that looked really pretty in it, but I'm like, they are wearing the high-end couture version of satin. So yes. I'm saying I'm going to be wearing the Dillard's version
yes.
of satin.
That's it. That's
and
it.
Those are two different things. You know what yes. I'm saying? So I am personally going to stay away from that trend. Yeah. I did find it shocking on the Emmys last night. You noticed there was nary a nomination for The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Clearly it was an oversight. And I say that as someone who has not watched it, but clearly
it
they
had
just
to be.
Did not get their submissions in time.
It had right? to be, because every week mm-hmm. I'm like, the writing for this is stellar and the acting mm-hmm. is even better. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so I was shocked. So I felt like, at least, Soph, as much as you realized you had watched a lot of TV, at least you had watched what I would assume is very critically acclaimed intellectual TV. What I realized is everything I have watched, My Life with the Mitty Boys or The Summer I Turned Pretty, you know, wasn't so much a focus of anything that got nominated last night. But, you know, that's fine. It is what it is. We all... Yeah. Tomato, tomato. Is what
tomato,
I'm gonna say.
Tomato.
But listen,
right.
this week, by the time this episode comes out, the final episode of The Summer I Turned Pretty, we will know for sure what has happened with Conrad.
Do I get to
Belly.
Be with you when you see it?
Oh yeah, it's a Wednesday. Oh. I'm watching it. I don't know if you want to watch it with me, because you're going to have no context. But
I don't necessarily want to watch it. I want to get your reactions and yeah. breakdown after.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm going to have some thoughts. So I watched last week's episode. I laughed because I had not watched it. And Caroline texted me and said, Jeremiah's about to make me crash out. And I was like, that's all I need to know.
I don't know who these people are. I don't know the nature of really anything to do with the narrative of this show, mm-hmm. but I'm very invested in how it, because I just want to hear people's reactions to it, because it's been very polarizing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
You know what's terrible? When you have to pack lunches and you realize that it's 7 a.m. and you're out of stuff, or when you have after school snack time and you realize, oh my gosh, I totally forgot to get snacks for my kids. But here's why I love Thrive Market, because they will deliver your favorites directly to your door, and they'll help you find healthier versions of everything that your kids love. And it's so good that they will not even notice the difference. To me, Thrive Market isn't just convenient. It has been a lifesaver. I love that their groceries are high quality and no junk. There's over 1,000 sketchy ingredients restricted and all trusted by parents, so you can shop worry-free. And now that your post-summer routine is back in full swing, Thrive Market will help you simplify your meal prep and your snack planning, so mornings don't feel as chaotic. It's healthy groceries that are delivered, trusted brands you love, and worry-free convenience. And Thrive Market has your back with easy high-protein meals, brain-boosting lunchbox staples, and low-sugar snack packs. I also love that they have smart tools like Healthy Swap Scanner, so you can make at-home decisions effortless and stress-free to get some of your favorites. I love the Chomps Beef Sticks. I love their granola. I love their Simple Mills crackers. I get all my Siete products from Thrive Market. It is a game changer. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
Okay, so let's take a turn because we lost a beloved member of our podcast family.
We did. Oh God, I just know. Got all emotional.
I'm sorry, but
it's okay because we got to talk about it.
Yeah.
But yes, and we have really for 6 months we have known that we were probably closer than not to the end of her life. She's had just some real hard, difficult situations with her back legs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've just been trying to figure that out with the vet and, you know, with medication, and I've taken her to get shots. Lord have mercy. The times that Hazel and I, you know, they did her all her shots in my car, because she hated the vet so much. And so, but she was fine if I would lay down in the back of my car with her, you know, and we had a good fun playlist, and I might sing a little. Was fine, because she knew when they came and gave her a shot, we were going to be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So all that to say, so Thursday, I don't know that I can talk about it.
I know.
Thursday, David and I took Hazel to the vet, and we cried. And I mean, and listen, Jackson came over Thursday morning and told Hazel goodbye because, you know, she had decided she liked him. Really, like in the last couple of years, she really warmed up to Jackson. They were buddies. She liked to sit with him. She would, when he would spend the night at our house, she would always go open his door to make sure he was still there in the mornings.
Mm.
And then Alex came home and brought her a pup cup and some chicken tenders. We just tried to, you know, keep things light and remember the good stuff, but we had to tell Hazel goodbye, and it's really hard. Oh God. But, you know, it was the right thing. It was the right thing. So, yeah. The vet was so kind and just in it with us really all the time for the last 6 months, the number of texts I've gotten from her checking on Hazel. And so, anyway, we're going to miss her for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, she will be missed. Listen, she will be missed. Her barking during the podcast, the way that she continually defended you from a leaf that was falling outside.
From the delivery drivers.
To the delivery drivers.
I know. Well, we have one guy who does our grocery deliveries the most. His name's Kevin, and he's delightful. And so Kevin came to the house, I guess it was Saturday morning, and when I opened the door, he said, "Your dog didn't bark at me." And then I was just like, "Oh, Kevin."
Oh.
And so anyway, so that's been a whole weird thing because Hazel was so high strung, you know, but and she was a lot, but she was our a lot, you know? I mean, we just adored her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been the weirdest thing. And, you know, it's just that I can grab my car, my purse,
mm-hmm.
or I can put on shoes, and but there's no reaction to that in the house. Cause all she ever wanted with like the biggest part of her heart was for everybody just to stay home. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, mm-hmm. and so she really was the dog of my heart, and just, we were so codependently close,
mm-hmm.
and we really understood each other, Hazel and I did. And so I love her a lot, and I'm going to miss her, but I'm so grateful. Thank y'all so much for the people who have sent me messages and just left sweet comments, and who grew to appreciate Hazel and all her quirks, just as we Hudsons did.
Yeah.
She was one of a kind.
I feel mm-hmm. like it's funny because this week, and I haven't even told you this, but I felt like between the news of the Charlie Kirk assassination, which wherever you fall on the political spectrum is just a tragedy. And then you look at Hazel passing away, and then our neighbor who had suffered with an illness every year, he passed away on Friday and his whole family was there. And I thought, you know, this week, if nothing else, has been a reminder of find joy where you can, love the people that you can, you know, and just appreciate every moment because life is fleeting on all levels. And I just, you know, I would just encourage us all to just, you know, spend it, hug your dog, hug your kids, hug your spouse, and love
hug
hard.
Hug your parents.
Hug your parents. Cause I just don't think you're ever, listen, what I said 10 years ago when Perry mocked me for it, I would always like to err on the side of love. And so
I would always like to err on the side of love. Listen, that if I have a mantra, I feel like that is it. And I've mentioned to several people this week, it's so tempting sometimes to we want to fight. We got to remember that our job, and this is with each other, and this is with mm-hmm. our pets, I would say too, mm-hmm. but our job is to love one another and do our best to walk each other all the way home.
That's good.
And so, listen, we got to resist the urge to dehumanize, and we got to soak up joy where we can find it. Cause it's,
Yeah, joy is fleeting. And I think when you get in those seasons, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's a thing. And I had read something. Listen, you and I have talked so much about reading through our Bible in a year. But but there was a verse, and I can't remember what it was, but it was in Isaiah. And I had just read it like 2 weeks ago, where it said, God is the stability of our times. And I was like, man, that is, if you remember that ultimately he is the stability of our times, that it's like, rest in that.
Oh,
I know. Listen. Listen, when are we going down to the beach? It's time to go down to the beach.
I know. I'm so glad we're at the beach.
I know. It really was the sweetest. Like, I thought for you and Retha and me to get to be together this week is just such a gift. And a sweet listener named Katie and her mom offered us this beach house a long time ago and said, whenever y'all can make it work. And, you know, when we tried for the summer and it didn't, but I was like, man, what a time to be able to be here with y'all. I mean, it's just a gift. And I'm on full confession. It's 12:47. I'm still in my pajamas.
I am too.
So, but I am going to head down to the beach later, probably. probably.
Maybe.
We'll see where the day takes us. Uh-huh. So on that note, do you have five favorites to share with us this week?
Five favorites, and the first one, this is kind of a nerdy assortment, I'm not gonna lie. This is an eclectic grouping. Okay, so you mentioned us reading the Bible in a year. So mm-hmm. I try to keep my Bible and my journal and my preferred pen in the same place. Mm-hmm. But because I have kept my pen attached to the outside of my Bible, it just gets away from me. I found it. I was vacuuming out my car a couple of days ago. I found the pen in the back seat. It just gets away. So I found this little elastic pen pouch. I kind of laugh at myself as I say it. And it's actually on Anthropologie's website, but I found it on Amazon.
Oh.
It's the same thing. And it's just like, it's a big piece of elastic that wraps around the front cover of whatever it is you're going to be writing in. And your pen goes inside it. So it stays put. Your pen stays put.
Oh, this is amazing. This,
isn't that great? Yes.
Yes. This is amazing. I'm adding this to cart. Oh, it's currently unavailable on Amazon.
Oh, well, I put two links because it's also available in blue green. See if that's still there. And it'll be back if it's not.
It'll be back. It is also currently unavailable.
Well,
but we just have to believe. We have to believe that the Lord will provide it in its time.
I'll link to it on Anthropologie. How about that? Because I know it's available there.
Okay.
But it's got a little zip pouch if you want to stick a highlighter in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't it cute?
Yeah.
There's a pink orange version and a blue green version. And if you like to, I just primarily every day use pens when I'm reading my Bible and journaling. And so it just helps me keep it all together, which I'm appreciative of.
Yeah,
so that's the first thing.
Okay.
The second thing, and I feel like I've had this conversation with a few people lately, but you know, I love a Cheez-It, but the Superior Cheez-It, and I'm not going to argue with anybody if you feel differently, but in my opinion, the Superior Cheez-It is the Cheddar Jack Cheez-It.
Okay.
And we have them here at the beach with us. I had Mahjong at my house this past week, and I served the Cheddar Jack Cheez-It. And I will say, everyone was in agreement that it's the best of all the Cheez-Its. So I don't think I've never made it a favorite. I don't even know that I've talked about it on the podcast. I know that Cheez-It flavors can be polarizing.
Yes, they can.
Because everybody, you know, they feel like they've latched on to the best one. But I'm telling y'all, Cheddar Jack, the cheesiness of the flavor, the complexity of the cheesy flavor is something else. And so anyway, I want to officially go on record and say that is one of my five favorites.
Okay.
Also, Mahjong adjacent was, I have folding tables and folding chairs that I've collected over the years, especially for when we have Alex's buddies over to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But for Mahjong, I needed, one, a card table. So I ordered a card table. That's not revolutionary, but I thought I want really comfortable folding chairs for the card table. So I found these chairs on Amazon, and they are kind of retro. Like the ones I got are burnt orange. I got them burnt orange because I have a lot of orange.
You know I'm not getting that color. You know
I know you're not. I know you're not. But there's a green. Like they come in different shades, but they have the thickest padding on the seat, and they're very sturdy and very comfortable. But of course, fold up, and I just keep them. I've got them in the storage room next to the card table. But I was really like when I sat in one while we were playing Mahjong, and I thought, okay, this is a completely different experience, folding chair wise, than what I have with my ones that are just plastic.
Oh yeah,
so very comfortable, but not unwieldy and not like super noisy and all that kind of stuff, but they're just really a comfortable little chair. So I want to pass that along. And you get four all together. So it's, you get the set, which is nice. Also, Mahjong, I don't know how many people are playing, but we all commented as we were playing the other night that we have the hardest time concentrating on what line it is we're trying to build as we play, because you're playing from the, like the 2025 card that has all the different hands you can create.
Yes.
And and my friend Sarah was studying her card with so much intensity. I was like, everybody actually should find somebody that loves them the way that Sarah loves staring at that Mahjong card, trying to keep her place.
Yeah.
Because she was in it.
Uh-huh.
And so the next day I ordered us line finders, which you can buy them in expensive places, but I ordered them from Amazon, and they just are little plastic holders where when you decide what line you're trying to play, you can scoot it there. And that way you're always just looking at your line and not trying to relocate it on the big card.
Oh, so, that's very helpful.
Well, it's very helpful.
There's enough challenges to Mahjong as it is.
That's
what
right.
I'm gonna say.
That's right.
It's very complicated.
Yeah. And Melanie knows this, but we had two tables playing, and my table, we played a game and a half, and the other table had played three. So we were a little slower. We were trying to figure out some things.
Mm-hmm.
Then the last thing is, after Hazel passed away, some friends of mine were very sweet and sent me an Anthropology gift card, which was so kind. And so I decided, I was like, well, I need to use this in a way that one will help me remember Hazel.
Yes.
Anyway, I had to kind of de-Hazel the house because it was just, we had a lot of throw rugs down so she could get traction on our hardwood floors. And anyway, so I was just trying to kind of straighten up and make everything a little neater. And I was like, I want new candles. Like I want to...
Mm-hmm.
I just, it makes me feel like my house is organized and settled when I have good candles.
Yes.
Anyway, one of the ones that I got, went to Anthropology Saturday and got all new candles. And there is a Voluspa, or as we've said before, Voluspa.
Voluspa, yes.
There's a Voluspa. It's a Mediterranean lemon candle.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best smelling lemon candle. And the reason why I wanted it is because Friday night, my sister and my brother-in-law and Paige came over for dinner, and I was juicing lemons so we can make French 75s.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And after I juiced all those lemons, my kitchen smelled delicious, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this candle is so good. It's so refreshing. I've got it in my kitchen now. I'm tickled about it. Just wanted to pass it along.
Was that what you were burning when I walked in Saturday night?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It smells like a dream. I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, your house smells amazing. And we got sidetracked because I was trying to get my big old suitcase down your hallway.
Melanie's suitcase for the beach weighed 49.5 pounds.
It did. But I had to pack my microphone. It's because if the microphone weighed at least 5 pounds.
Also, She had to pack green sauce from HEB.
I did. And I packed 3 dozen butter tortillas for Retha.
So there was an assortment of things. There was.
Somebody thought I was going to some sort of Tejano concert because I had my tortillas, my green sauce, my microphone, my headphones. Right. Yes. I was ready. I was ready to go. Tell me you're traveling from San Antonio without telling me you're traveling from San Antonio.
Anyway.
Okay.
Those are my 5 favorites. And I'm real glad we're at the beach. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great rest of your week. And we will see you next week.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.